Hans von Spakovsky, Democrats want non-citizens voting because they know it will help them win. By Robert Krajicek on November 13, 2018. Hans von Spakovsky, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and manager of its election law reform initiative, said Democrats want non-citizens voting because they know it will help them win elections. Offering his remarks in a Monday interview with Breitbart senior editors at large Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight. Von Spakovsky explained the voter suppression narrative pushed by Democrats and leftists, saying, that is a deliberate policy that's been created by the left. The term voter suppression, which you constantly hear now, that is a myth. Listen. That is something that has been created by the left, added Von Spakovsky. Why? In order to prevent any kind of reform measures that would fix the vulnerabilities in our system and cause us to clean up the voter rolls, to take off the felons and the non-citizens, for example, who are on the rolls in Broward County. Von Spakovsky continued, these claims of voter suppression are intentional, and it's a way of preventing improvements in the system. Because they believe, for example, they don't want verification of citizenship because every non-citizen that registers and votes, they think is a vote for them. So they want them to be able to do that, to get away with it, and to not get caught. Mansour addressed Democrats' opposition to electoral reform measures to verify citizenship of voters, saying, it always seems as if every effort to make it as ridiculously easy, almost fraudulently easy, to vote is always being pushed by the Democrats. It opens itself up to abuse or potential fraud. Mansour added, it's so simple to actually register to vote, and do it on a deadline. You have to pay your taxes on a deadline. Why can't you register to vote on a deadline? Apparently that's too hard for people. It wasn't too hard for past generations. Von Spakovsky remarked, the lawyer that's been hired by the Democrats down there is Mark Elias, who was the lawyer who represented Al Franken and who was able to turn around a 2008 Minnesota election. Von Spakovsky went on, they need observers and they're watching the decision-making on all of the provisional ballots to ensure the provisional ballots are only going to be counted for people who are actual eligible voters. Because what Elias and his people will be doing in Democratic strongholds is pushing so that every provisional ballot is counted without consideration of whether the person is actually eligible. Von Spakovsky addressed Broward County Election Supervisor Brenda Snipes's claims of finding uncounted ballots, saying, there's no chain of custody. If this was out of the custody of election officials, if this was, for example, left in a school someplace unattended, those votes should not be counted, because there's no telling what happened to them while no one was watching them. We saw Democrat lawyers do this in 2008 in Minnesota. Democrat lawyers are confident they can overturn the results of close elections through litigation, assessed Von Spakovsky, saying, what's happened since that 2000 election is that the lawyers who are the attorneys for the Democratic Party and Democratic candidates have, in essence, taken over and said, in any kind of close election, we think through litigation we can litigate you into a win. So don't concede, no matter what. That in essence, their attitude. Von Spakovsky added, they want non-citizens voting despite the fact that they know it's illegal under state and federal law because they know it will help them win elections. And that's why they have fought in the courts to stop states from verifying the citizenship of voters. Democrats have spent a lot of money to prevent that from happening. Polak noted how lawyers for Andrew Gillum and Senator Bill Nelson, DFL, on Friday, objected to the rejection of a provisional ballot cast by a non-citizen. Von Spakovsky concluded, the elections in Florida, Arizona, and elsewhere show you that when we have close elections, every little bit of fraud, every little bit of bad election officials who don't clean up their voters' rolls and do things like take non-citizens off the rolls, could make the difference in who wins. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.